different types of preachers here. And I will encourage us as a church to, some of them might not be your style, some of them might not be your flair, but they're all preaching the Word of God, and so we can learn something. Like if Brother Jackson was here, some of you might say, man, he's way too tall. I don't like him. He's too tall, you know, because he hurts my neck to look at him to preach. And then if you know, Brother Adams was just here, he's way shorter than Brother Jackson. You might say, well, he's too short. And then Brother Hamlin, he was from Michigan, so you know, I don't know if I like Yankees preaching at me. And then if we had Brother Sellers from deep south, you know, man, country bumpkin and things like that. But I liked them all, and they preached good things like that. So that's what I tried to do when I started going to meetings and things like that as a teenager, is, I like that one, I don't like that one, their style, this, that, and the other. I learned to try to just learn something from the Word of God. And so, anyway, I learned that we ought to pray for America Wednesday night. I know several of you got to watch online, even though you might not have been able to come. But we ought to pray for America. And then Tuesday night, we saw that we can be a doubt dissolver. And Satan's going to put doubt in people's minds out there. But if we live like a Christian should and all the seeds that he used that night, that helps dissolve that doubt. Well, maybe there is something about that person, or maybe they do have a right thought there and things like that. So I enjoyed the revival. Hope you did as well. But today we're going to preach a sermon titled, What Think Ye of Christ? What think ye of Christ? And it's found in Matthew 22, and that's where you are. But look at verse 42, and this is where it's found. So verse 42 of Matthew 22, what think ye of Christ? So they were being asked their opinion. And so, of course, some people, you don't have to ask them their opinion. They just give it. Amen? And maybe with a forearm underneath your chin, and I'm going to give you my opinion, that type of forcefulness, things like that. But they had asked Jesus, or asked these people, what think ye of Christ? And it says here, where or whose son is he? Question mark. That ye, or that they say unto him, the son of David. And so they, again, and we've talked about this and studied this a little bit. That kind of confused me as a teenager when I first started reading the Bible. I thought he was the son of God, but the Bible says he's the son of David. And of course, then, you study the genealogies and how it was prophesied, things like that, and you get it all in there. But anyway, but they were asked, what think ye of Jesus? And I'll read you a couple of things here before we get started. It says here, for thousands of years, the name of Jesus has been spoken of, taught, and preached by people and to people. And everyone, has framed an opinion of and their thoughts of Jesus. And so, again, if we went out today and there's companies that do this, they do surveys, they got their clipboards, or they'll mail out something and ask you to mail it back to them. Or maybe they're out in front of a store and things like that, and they're taking a survey. They're asking your opinion. I just had to get some tires for my truck not too long ago, and I got a thing from Bridgestone, give us a survey. I got a thing from Tires Plus, give us a survey. And I didn't take either one of them, so they sent me another email. They're trying to find out my opinion. And, of course, on there they said, for a chance to win, give us your survey and we'll put you in a drawing for, $2,500 or for, $10 off your next oil change or whatever. They try to, make you want to do it. But they're asking you your opinion. And so this is what they were saying. What think ye of Jesus? And then the next statement is this. And some have made up their minds and what they think, and some are still contemplating. Sometimes people are maybe a rush to judgment, or they're quick. They don't think it through, and they get an opinion real quick. And then they learn later, I jumped to conclusion things like that. And then some people, they're really slow. They still can't even tell you what their favorite fast food is, and they've been eating fast food forever. I'll let you know when I come up with my favorite. They're still contemplating. And so sometimes it takes people a while. But these people were asked, what think ye of Jesus? And they were able to give an opinion pretty quick. So some are glad to tell you what they think, and some are glad, or they don't want to tell you what they think. And they might even be honest with you. You don't want to know what I think, because it would not be nice. Anyway, so some get highly offended if you ask them this question. What think you of Jesus? Or have you ever heard about Jesus? And they get offended, quickly. And the Bible does teach that he says, I came to, I'm paraphrasing here, put mother against daughter and father against son and friend against friend, because sometimes this person has this opinion and sometimes this person has this opinion, and they're against each other because they have different opinions. And so, you know, I've asked people about, you know, what think you of Christ. I don't know if I've phrased it like that a lot, but I've asked if they're 100% sure they're going to heaven, or if they have a church they go to, and they get offended. I mean, like, quickly, and so forth. But I've asked people, you know, hey, what's your favorite team? And they gladly tell me. And they might even be wearing a sweatshirt or a hat, or they got the bumper sticker on their car. And so forth. And they're glad to talk about their favorite team. And if your team lost already and they're not still in the playoffs, I'm sorry. And so forth. But they'll just tell you and tell you and tell you about their favorite team. I mean, they can give you stats. They can name all the players. And then you're like, okay, I just asked what your favorite team was. I didn't need to know the whole history, back from the 70s. And so, but then you say, well, what's your favorite player, or what's your favorite sport, and what's your favorite player? They will tell you. They're glad to. And then you ask them, you know, what's your favorite vehicle? And I'll be real careful right here, because we have some Ford employees in here. So, what's your favorite vehicle? And they'll gladly tell you, and why. You know, it's a smooth ride. It gets this and it's that. And I mean, they tell you, it's safe. You know, my wife can't drive real good, so I want the safest vehicle possible. I heard a lot of giggling going on out there. But anyway, they'll tell you their favorite vehicle and be glad to. And you say, where are you from? North, south, east, and west. And they don't have a problem with it. All right. Now, some people from down south have a problem with people up north and vice versa. But, you know, they'll tell you where they're from and be glad to tell you. Again, you just keep on going. Who's your favorite actor? And they'll be glad to tell you, and why, and which movie, and what TV show they like. And they say, well, what's your favorite food and drink? Be glad to tell you. And they'll tell you their favorite. What's your favorite hobby? And they just keep on. And I mean, you could even ask people, what kind of deodorant you wear? And they will tell you. All right? I mean, you know, I like this kind of antiperspirant, and I don't like the white flaky stuff because it gets all over. I like spray. And I mean, they'll just go into great detail on what type of deodorant. Well, get a little bit more personal. What type of underwear you wear? And they will tell you. I like this brand, and it does this, and you know, it's, you know, all that kind of stuff. And that'll just be honest. But if you ask them, not all, but some, what think you of Jesus? They just get mad. Okay, you're going to tell me what kind of deodorant and underwear, but you're going to get mad at me for asking you about the Son of God? Yeah. Because the devil's going to do that. He's going to twist it. He's going to put people on there. And it says here, what think you of Christ? And they get mad. That's a personal question. Underwear wasn't? But Jesus is? Well, as someone said, I don't get it. And they say, you know, it's none of your business. And they just get offended. And so we see that these guys were walked up to and say, what think you of Christ? And that's what we're going to preach about today. What think ye of Christ? Let's have a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for this day, and thank you for the opportunity we have to serve you. And Lord, I just ask you to help us, Lord, as Christians. We ought to have a good opinion of you, and we ought to be excited to be able to share that. Lord, I just ask you to help us, Lord, not to be mean-spirited, but Lord, help us to be loving. And Lord, I just ask you to help us to be excited. And Lord, help people to see you in us. In Jesus' name, amen. So we see here what people think of Jesus. When you say that name, a lot of times to an unsaved person or a backslidden person, it immediately brings conviction. And that's why they say that. Maybe their grandmother has been praying for them for years and witnessed to them for years, and they've resisted and resisted and resisted. And so if they just hear Jesus, it brings conviction and they get mad. None of your business. And so forth. And then we see sometimes it's that oppression that the devil puts on people. And a lot of times they don't want to arouse resentment. You know, if I ask this person about Jesus, they might get mad at me, things like that. So in comparison, it means very little what our favorite whatever is when it comes to Jesus. The reason being, our favorite team will never save us from hell. Our favorite sports player couldn't keep us out of hell. Our favorite vehicle, it may even be four-wheel drive, but it still cannot keep you out of hell. What part of the country won't keep you out of hell? Your favorite actor, your favorite food or drink, your favorite hobby, even your favorite deodorant and your favorite underwear would not save you from hell. So in comparison, that may be your favorite that, but it should not compare to Lord Jesus. So our opinions of these things will not matter when we stand before God at the judgment seat of Christ or at the great white throne judgment. If Jesus was asking us at the great white throne judgment, why should I let you into heaven? Because my favorite team was. Or my favorite food was this. That's not the answer. And even at the judgment seat, why didn't you serve me like you should have? Well, my favorite team was, and my favorite hobby was. It's not going to be the right answer. So the question the Bible is posing here is, what think ye of Christ? Now, a lot of people, I guess, construe it with religion. The Bible didn't say, what do you think of the Episcopal Church? Or what do you think of the Catholic Church? Or what do you think of the Baptist Church? And we could just keep on going. It said, what think ye of Christ? And by way of introduction, I want to go through real quick some things that we ought to have an opinion about. It doesn't phrase it like this, what think ye of Christ? But these are things that we ought to form an opinion. So if somebody came up to you and says, what think ye of Christ being in heaven before the world began? The Bible teaches that He was. Okay, what think you about that? The Bible says before the foundations of the world, we were in God's mind. We were in Jesus' mind. And then what think ye of the fact that He had to leave heaven and come down to earth and be born of a virgin? What think ye of that? We ought to have that opinion. That's what He did. He came down and was born of a virgin. He wanted to be born of a virgin and a man so He could be 100% men. Because the Bible says that He knows how that we were tempted, how we were framed. He knows that we're but dust, the Bible says. He knows that. And so what think ye about the virgin birth? What think ye about His perfect, sinless life? I can't go 33 and a half minutes without sinning. And don't look pious at me, you probably can't either. But He went 33 and a half years here on this earth without sinning. Not a bad thought, not a temper, nothing. What think you about that? I mean, He was perfect. What think you about Him dying on the cross? Picture it. The Bible gets pretty gruesome about the nails being driven into His hand and about the spear being in His hand. Talks about how that He was not even, you couldn't even tell that He was a man, that He was beaten so bad. What think you of that? What think you of Him rising from the grave? I mean, that's pretty cool. Easter, we celebrate that. I think that's a little bit more important than the bunny. But anyway, when He came out of the grave, what think you about that? Do you have an opinion on that? What think you about Him commissioning the 12? Because I got to go back to heaven. I'm going to go sit on the right hand of the Father, and I'm going to be your advocate, and I'm going to be praying for you, and I'm going to be preparing you a mansion. But I got to go, so I'm going to leave you in charge of evangelizing the world. What think you of that? What think you of Him ascending to heaven? I remember that story in the Bible where two in white apparel were just standing there staring. Like, why are you gazing up into heaven? That same Jesus that left, He's coming back again in the like manner. He's coming back. What think you of that? What think you of that second coming? What think you about Him sitting on the right hand of the Father being our advocate? What think you about Him preparing you a mansion? What think you about Him allowing us the opportunity, and He expects us to carry on what He told the apostles to do? What think you about coming back with Him? My wife, she gets nervous when I talk about this subject because she don't like horses. Right? And the Bible says we're coming back with Him on white horses. Right? You may have a Pinto. I'm sure God's going to give you a Pinto because I know you like those. But we're going to come back with Him on horses. What think you about that? I don't mean you have to go be Annie Oakley or Roy Rogers to get ready for that. I believe it'll be a tame horse. You know, that's what they always say. You know, it won't buck or kick as you're laying on the ground. But anyway, you know, what think you about that? We're coming back with Him. What think you about standing before Him at the judgment seat of Christ? What think you about praising Him every day for all eternity? So there's some testimonies in the Bible. We won't take time to turn there, but I'll read you these. Where they were asked, basically, what think ye of Christ? They were asked, what do you think about Jesus as a teacher and a preacher? What think you? And again, I said that earlier. You know, some people, you know, what do you think about Brother Jackson? Or what do you think about Brother Adams? Or what do you think about Brother Sellers? Or what do you think about Brother Hamlin? All right, there we go. And you would give your opinion. But they asked, what do you think about Jesus' preaching? And what do you think about His teaching? And it says in John 7:46, never a man spake like this man. And so the ones that heard Him had the opinion is, you got to hear this guy. And I mean, there's preachers like that I like. I like their personality. I like their delivery. I like that. But as a pastor, I want to have different types of people come in here. Because all the ones that we've had, I've had people come up and be like, And I've had people come up and say, man, that dude was awesome. I was like, okay. And, sometimes the younger people like them and so forth, things like that. But everybody that was asked about Jesus, never a man spake like this man. Then they ask him in Matthew 7:28. It says here, they were astonished at his doctrine. So him teaching he was a teenager. And he was gathered around by older people. And they were sitting there, jaw dropped. They were astonished at his doctrine. So what think ye about him as a teacher and a preacher? And it was also asked, what think ye about him? What think ye of Christ as a physician? What think ye of Christ as a physician? There's some of you, you've got a doctor that's helped you with all your ailments, and you tell them, you tell people, man, if you've got this problem, you need to go see so-and-so, because they helped me, and they're all about it. Can you imagine all the testimonials of Jesus as a physician? I mean, I was about to die with leprosy. I mean, chunks were falling off. And he said, believe? He said, yeah. And I was healed. I mean, whole. No more leprosy. I mean, can you imagine that guy's testimony? What think you of Christ? Best physician I know. And not only was there people that were about to die, there were a few that had died. Hey, Lazarus, what do you think? I was dead. Now, I know we've heard testimony. I saw this light and I was going down this tunnel and all that stuff. I've heard all that kind of stuff. All right, but the Bible says, Lazarus, hey, come forth. And then the centurion's son, I'm not worthy you to come to my house, but if you'll just speak, my son will be alive when I get home. And when he got there, they said, what time did he get up off his bed? Same time Jesus said, tell him to rise. I mean, can you imagine? What think ye of Christ as a physician? Best I've ever heard of. I was dead, but now I'm alive. And of course, we could say that in our sins. And there's people that's been healed even in our time. They went to the hospital, you got this, and you're going to have surgery. They go in there, they check one more time before the surgery. It's not there anymore. And that person laying there, I know who took it away. I know who healed me. What think ye of Christ? And they're what a testimony. It says here, he was, he had but to speak a word and the disease and the deficiency and even death had to depart. The blind man, behold, you can see. The lame man, behold, you can run and leap. He just had to speak a word. Man, what think you of Christ? Best physician I know. Here's one. What do you think of Christ, or what think you of Christ as a comforter? What think you of Christ as a comforter? Because there are some times, and we have stories of this in the Bible and in our day and time, that God didn't heal. Or God didn't do maybe what we ask Him to do. Like Paul. I got this thorn in the flesh, Lord. Take it away. Hey, Lord, thorn in the flesh. Take it away. The third time, Lord, are you not hearing me? Please take this away from me. No, Paul, I'm not going to take it away from you. But what I'll do, I'll be right there every step with you and helping you make it through. What a comforter. I'm not going to take it away, but I'll help you. Take my yoke upon you, because my yoke is easy and my burden's light. I'll help you carry this. I'll go with it. What a comforter. And the Bible talks about it as like succor on his breast or laying on his bosom, things like that. In our terminology, it'd be like, he'll just come up and give you a hug. I mean, if you're going through something that you don't understand and you ask God to take it away, but he didn't, you know what he'll do? He'll just give you a hug and say, hey, I'll help you go through it. What a comforter. Sometimes just talking to people, get it off your chest, is a comfort. And Jesus says, tell me anything you want to tell me. I'll comfort. And then there's those friends that you can count on. You know they're going to be there. That's Jesus. Why? Because the Bible says he never changes. He never varies. He never fails. He'll never die. He'll always be there. And the Bible says his mercy endureth forever. Matter of fact, it's new every morning. So he will be the comforter. So these three testimonials we see here, what do you think of him as a preacher and a teacher? Never a man spake like this man. What do you think of him as a physician? I was dead, and now I'm alive. What do you think of him as a comforter? He's always comforted me, anything I go through. That's going to bring us to these things here. Those in the Bible that had something to do with his dying on the cross. those in the Bible that had something to do with Him dying on the cross, they were asked, what think ye of Christ? The first one is the Pharisees. They were asked, what think ye of Christ? And they were mad. They were aggravated. You know why? Because it says, and I'm going to paraphrase here, and we won't take time to look over there. It says here, this man receives sinners. In other words, when I see him in town, he's eating with sinners. I mean, we're Christians. We're Pharisees. We pray in public. We give in public. And he don't come talk to us. Every time I see him, he's with sinners. What think you of Christ? He's always with the sinners. You know what he told them? He said, hey, the person that's well, and I'm, again, paraphrasing, the person that's well doesn't need a doctor. It's the person that's sick. The person that's saved and on his way to heaven doesn't need a Savior. That's why I came to seek and to save that which was lost. So the Pharisees were asked, what think ye of Christ? He's always hanging out with the sinners. Now, again, there is a difference. He wasn't going to the bar with them. He wasn't going to, you know, some party with them. No, but he was in control of the narrative. In other words, you know, I'm going to go reach sinners. So I'm going to go hang out at the bar 5 nights a week. Try to reach some sinners. Not a good plan. You control the narrative. Hey, you come to church with me. Hey, I'm praying for you. Hey, witness to them. So we see here that he was, in Matthew 9:17 or 10 through 17, it says here, why do you sit and eat with them, these publicans and sinners? Jesus said, the whole need not a physician, but the sick. I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. This is why I came. Luke 19:10, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. So the Pharisees was asked, what think ye of Christ? Always hanging out with sinners. Cephas was the chief priest and the president of the Sanhedrin. What think ye of Christ? He said, he has blasphemed. He has blasphemed. In other words, crucify him. He's blasphemed. Cephas was asked, what think ye of Christ? And his answer was, he has spoken blasphemy. Well, what did he say? He said he was the Son of God. Hey, and I know he was the carpenter's son. He's blasphemed, crucifying. And it says here in the Bible, he says that if he's God's son, that he will return to heaven and to sit on the right hand of power and return one day in the clouds for his bride. That's what Cephas said. And again, I mean, he says it right there in his, that he will return unto heaven. The Bible said he came from heaven. It says it right there. So Cephas said, he is a blasphemer. Pilate was asked, what think ye of Christ? And we know the story. He was brought into Pilate and said, you know, he's saying this. Cephas said he says this, and this is what he's doing. What think ye, Pilate? And you know what Pilate's answer was? I find no fault in him. Now, we think maybe Pilate was the big man on campus. He was in charge, and he formulated that opinion. But if you keep reading in Matthew there, it says that Pilate got a note from his wife, and his wife told him what his opinion was. It said, I've had many dreams in the last couple of nights. Don't you do anything to him. Have nothing to do with him. And so we see that Pilate, what think ye of Christ? I find no fault in him. Judas, what think ye of Christ, Judas? And we know Judas. It says here, you saw him perform all those miracles. You heard him preach. And for 30 pieces of silver, you sold him out. But then you even betrayed him with a peck on the cheek. What think ye of Christ? If you read in Matthew 27, verse 4, it says this, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. So we know, obviously, Judas, a lot of people think he died and went to hell. But he said in verse 4, I have sinned. We don't know. But he tried to give it back. He threw the money. But what think ye of Christ, Judas? I have sinned against and betrayed that innocent blood. The centurion that was there. Hey, centurion, what think ye of Christ? You are in charge of all the Roman soldiers. You gave the orders to have him nailed to the cross. You gave the orders to have him pierced in the side. You gave the orders to have all this carried out. Mr. Centurion, what think ye of Christ? But they asked him after some things that had happened. in Matthew 27, 46 through 54. It says here, you saw to it that this order was carried out, but then you heard him speak. And you remember what Jesus said on the cross? First thing he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Mr. Centurion, you heard him say that. Then you heard him say, I thirst. You even sent for a reed, some vinegar, and you gave him something to drink. You heard him say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? You heard him say, it is finished. So, Mr. Centurion, what think ye of Christ? You saw what happened. The earth turned dark. The veil of the temple was rent from the top to the bottom. There was a huge earthquake, and graves were open, and people were coming up out of the graves. You saw all that, Mr. Centurion. What think ye of Christ? And in verse 54, he said this, truly, he was the Son of God. So what think ye of Christ? One of the thieves on the cross, obviously there was two, one on either side. One, his opinion was, he saved others, himself he can't save. The other guy was like, hey, we deserve what we're getting. Paraphrasing here, he doesn't. Mr. Thief on the cross, what think ye of Christ? This man has done nothing amiss, the Bible said. We deserve what we're getting. Remember me when thou enterest in thy kingdom. And Jesus told him, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Mr. Thief on the cross, what do you think? He doesn't deserve what he's getting. The Bible says that the devils were there that day. And I can imagine they're thinking, you know, oh, we're going to win. They're nailing him to the cross. They're piercing him in the side. He's going to die. They're going to put him in the grave. We're going to win. I'm going to be able to ascend into the throne and become like the Most High. We're going to win. But the Bible says, what think ye of Christ? And the devils, a couple of times in the Bible, were asked that question, maybe not in that way. But the Bible says that they believed and trembled. They believed and trembled. What think ye of Christ, devil, and your demons? They believed and trembled. And then they were asked, and Mark, they actually addressed Jesus and said, Jesus, thou Son of God. So they believed. They asked to be put into the swine instead of killed. So some that loved him were there and they were used by Jesus here on the earth. So we see those guys that we just looked at, what think ye of Christ? They participated or had something to do or at least were there at their crucifixion. Here's some guys that God used and they were asked, what think ye of Christ? The first one was John the Baptist. What think ye of Christ? And what did he say? Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. That was his opinion. What think ye of Christ, John? Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. It was not just what he said, but it was his opinion. It was what he thought. Peter was asked, what think ye of Christ? And they kind of maybe added to that question. What think ye of Christ, Peter? Because we know you. You denied him three times. You cursed. You went fishing naked. And God still forgave you and allowed you to preach on Pentecost. What do you think about Jesus? He said, he should have killed me. I didn't deserve it, but praise God for His forgiveness, and I love Him so much that I'm going to preach His Word from now on. I know I blew it. I know I made some mistakes, but from henceforth, what think ye of Christ? I'm going to do everything I can. And we know the story of Peter. It came down to where he was going to be crucified. If you don't stop preaching, we're going to crucify you. That's fine, because I'm not going to stop. But if you crucify me, do this for me. I'm not worthy to die like he did. Turn me upside down. What think ye of Christ, Peter? I think he's awesome. I think he's God's son. I think he forgave me because I blew it. And I think that he let me preach on Pentecost and thousands of people got saved. And I thank God that he used me in that way. So now that it's my time to be martyred, I don't deserve to die like he does or did. Turn me upside down. It's in the Bible where he was crucified. Upside down. The next. What think ye of Christ, Matthew? You read the book of Matthew. Matthew says, I think Jesus is the King of Kings. Hey, what think ye, Mark? I think Mark said, I think Jesus is the servant of servants. Hey, Luke, what do you think? I think he's 100% man. Luke was the doctor. And it says here that the Bible says he feels all of our infirmities, or he's felt all of our infirmities. He's touched with our grief. He was tempted in all points just like we were, yet without sin. He remembers our frame. He knows that we're dust. I think, what think you of Christ, Luke? I think he was 100% man. Hey, John, what think you of Christ? I think he's the Son of God, the Son of the living God. Then Paul, what think ye of Christ? Says, I have suffered the loss of all things. And this is Paul's direct quote. And I do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Paul had his opinion was very similar to Peter's. I mean, the first part of my life, God should have killed me. God should have sent me to hell. But on the road to Damascus, when I got saved, I decided that day, from that day forward, I was going to serve Christ. What think ye of Christ, Paul? I basically count everything that I've ever done, thought, said, participated in as dumb. All I want to do is win Christ. From what God saved me from, I don't deserve anything. But I'll do anything to show Christ how much I love and appreciate Him. The angels were asked, what think ye of Christ? And this is what they said. Behold, I bring you good tidings and great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you this day, unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is called Christ. That's what the angels answered. And the last one we'll look at this morning is God was asked, what think ye of Christ? What think ye of Christ? And he answered in the Bible and said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. So we see in the Bible, what think ye of Christ? And we got all kinds of answers. But I pose that question to you this morning. What think ye of Christ? I can identify with Peter and Paul. I was a goober. I made a mess of my life in the first part of it. But from that day when I was 17, when I told God I was sorry, and I would never use His name in vain again. And I would never participate in any of that junk that I was participating in. And if you will let me and if you use me, I'll serve you till I die. Amen. So I think, what think you of Christ? He's merciful. Yes. He's loving. He's all what those people said. Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. He took my sin away. Hey, he's a comforter. He helps me. And when the devil brings up that past, Jesus is like, what past are you talking about? Just if I'd never sinned. Ah, man, I could spend the rest of the day telling you what I think about Jesus. But what think ye about Jesus? Every head bowed, every eye closed. Lord Jesus, thank you for this day and thank you for the opportunity we have to serve you. And God, this was asked in the Bible, what think ye of Christ? And we looked at several places today where people gave their opinions. But Lord, my opinion is I love you. I don't deserve to serve you, but I thank you for allowing me to. But Lord, I just ask you to help each individual today to talk to you and tell you what they think of you. Lord, if they'd like to do it at the altar, they can. If they'd like to do it right there at their seat, they can. Lord, help us all, Lord, to talk to you a few minutes and tell you what we think of you. Let's all stand, Brother Derek.